With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Authorities say three people, including the suspect, fatally shot during a Rhode Island youth hockey game Monday. Pawtucket Police Chief Tina Gonclave says three of the victims have been hospitalized in critical condition. Authorities say they believe the shooting was a targeted attack stemming from a family dispute. There are fears the partial government shutdown will soon make life miserable for airline passengers. Here's Rich Thomason.
While mass flight cancellations like those during last year's shutdown are considered less likely this time because air traffic controllers are still getting paid, TSA officers must stay on the job without pay. Travel experts warn of long security lines if the shutdown drags on and more officers take unscheduled leave. Airline industry groups fear major disruptions as the busy spring break travel season approaches. Rich Thomason, Washington.
British and Canadian citizens can enter China without a visa starting Tuesday.
The change adds the UK and Canada to a list of 79 countries with visa-free access. Travelers can stay up to 30 days for tourism, business, exchanges, or family visits. Many Europeans already qualify, as do citizens of a number of other countries. Visitors from the United States and a few other places can enter for 10 days if they are in transit to a third destination. The policy ends at the end of the year for most countries. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Oscar-winning actor Robert Duvall has died. In a 1996 interview, he said he was at ease.
I feel very comfortable in my existence between the words action and cut. I feel very at peace with myself. You know, and it's a way of making a living as well, so I like that.
Robert Duvall was 95. This is SRN News. Indiana rejecting transgenderism.
The state will no longer allow people to change their gender on their driver's license or any other government-issued identification. Indiana's Republican Governor Mike Braun has issued an executive order directing all agencies to, quote, enforce the biological binary of man and woman. A growing number of states are retrenching on transgenderism these days following a public backlash that began before President Trump's re-election and helped power it. Michael Harrington reporting.
Some churches in Milan are trying to capitalize on the buzz around the 2026 Winter Olympics, teaching kids that sports values matter in everyday life. This week, dozens of children received snowflake-shaped medals at the Church of San Antonio after absorbing lessons about fairness, sportsmanship, friendship, and respect. Italian pro basketball player Giordani Bordetano said was one of several athletes to come by. This is SRN News. Don't look now, but coffee prices just keep rising.
Coffee prices in the U.S. were up 18.3% in January from a year ago, according to the latest Consumer Price Index released on Friday. Over 5 years, the government reported coffee prices rose 47%. Data from Toast, a payment platform used by more than 150,000 restaurants, found the median price of regular hot coffee in the United States had climbed to $3.61 in December.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton stepping up his race for the U.S. Senate with early voting about to begin March 3rd in primary. Monday night, the Republican headlined his first scheduled campaign rally since entering the race. He's running against longtime Republican Senator John Cornyn and Representative Wesley Hunt. Paxton telling supporters at an East Texas stop, Cornyn is backed by the D.C. establishment. More details, srnnews.com.